Charisma Magazine is my go-to source for inspiration, teaching, and advice from some of my favorite authors and speakers. And now I'm thrilled to have the option to hear it. I'm Kyle Winkler, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app. Get it for yourself at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit. Download the app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about California pastors proclaiming that they will reopen on Pentecost, even if the state says no. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
The day of Pentecost is a day that the Christian church really started with a bang. As we read the book of Acts, Jesus told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came and they would receive power to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. As the first century disciples had to shelter in place as they waited for the coming of the Holy Spirit, our church today is also sheltering in place, waiting for another move too. In the COVID era, the entire world is anxiously waiting to open back up and get back to real life. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to reopen his state doesn't allow churches to reopen until the third stage, and there is no specified timeline for when that could happen. That is not acceptable for the churches of the Golden State. On Thursday, May 7th, a group of 1,500 California pastors announced that their churches that have been empty since the mandated quarantine will reopen on May 31st, which is this year's Day of Pentecost. The pastors say that they aren't trying to be rebellious in their reopening, and that they are taking every safety precaution and following CDC guidelines. Dan Carroll, senior pastor of Water of Life Community Church, is one of the representatives of the Pacific State pastors. He says that our churches are part of the solution. We are not the problem here, but we've been deemed non-essential. We've been kicked to the curb. California churches have been active in serving their communities by providing masks to healthcare workers and food for the needy families in their communities, but they're being barred from meeting for religious services. Pastor Dan explains that for those struggling emotionally, not being able to meet is causing many parishioners to express their need to gather with other Christ followers. When he asked a widower from his congregation how he was doing, the man burst into tears crying, "I just can't function without my church." Governor Newsom said that churches might be allowed to reopen earlier than anticipated, but he is concerned about opening too soon, saying, "Our fear is simply this, congregations of people from far and wide coming together in a closed space at a large scale remain a point of concern and anxiety for us. We are working on guidelines for physical distancing and working with faith leaders talking about unique conditions in their own facilities. Nothing is etched in stone." He continued saying, "I take very seriously those concerns about people of faith, and I'm very sensitive to those who want to get back to church. But the health of the communities is foundational." Just like in Acts chapter 2, after the Holy Spirit filled the disciples, they spoke in tongues, and Peter preached the gospel, leading to 3,000 salvations that day. Let's believe in faith that this Pentecost will bring another wave of the Spirit, and we will see church growth. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News content every weekday. This is John. God bless you.